Little Master. Bilbo.
Is that?
A time for parting is upon us, Little Master.
Goodbye, Bilbo. I must go back to the Shire.
Well, goodbye, my boy. If you must go, you must. I'm sorry. I shall miss you. It's nice just to know that you're about the place. Oh, you better take these books of mine with you.
Oh. Translations from the Elvish by B.B.
I hope you'll be able to read them. My handwriting's rather spidery, I'm afraid.
Thank you, Bilbo.
Here's a little bag of gold for you, Sam.
Oh, but Mr. Bilbo, sir...
No. You take it, Sam. Take it. May come in useful if you think of getting married.
Oh, Mr. Bilbo...
And as for you young fellows, Merry and Pippin, I've not much to give you except good advice. Don't let your heads get too big for your hats. Oh, and one other thing. I want you to have these.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, what beautiful pipes.
Yes, they're pretty, aren't they? They're bound with silver, and the mouthpieces are pearl. Think of me when you smoke them.
I shall.
The elves made them for me, but I don't smoke. No. Now then. Now, where were we? Yeah, yes, of course, giving presents. Yeah, which reminds me, what's become of my ring, Frodo, that you took away?
I've lost it, Bilbo dear. I got rid of it, you
yes,
know.
Yes, what a pity. I would like to have seen it again. Oh, dear, how silly of me. That's what you went for, wasn't it? To get rid of it?
Yes, Bilbo.
The thing is, you see, it's all rather confusing. Still, I think when all's said and done, perhaps it's more comfortable to sit here and listen to all you young fellows' adventures than having to be part of them.
I don't think Mr. Bilbo's done much writing while we've been away. I shouldn't think he'll ever write our story now.
I heard that, Sam Gamgee. You see, the trouble is, I'm getting so sleepy. And when I have time to write, I only really like writing poetry. I wonder, Frodo, my dear fellow,
yes, Bilbo?
If you would collect all my notes and papers, and my diary, too, and take them with you, if you will.
Yes, of course.
You see, I haven't much time for the selection and arrangement and all that, so get Sam to help you.
Oh.
And when you've knocked things into shape, come back, and I'll run over it, and I won't be too critical.
Yes, Bilbo, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'll come back soon. It won't be dangerous anymore. Not now there's a real king.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear fellow. That really is a very great relief.
Frodo?
Yes, Elrond?
I think, Frodo, that maybe you will not need to come back. Unless you come back very soon.
Why?
About this time of the year, when the leaves are gold before they fall, look for Bilbo in the woods of the Shire. I shall be with him.
The next day, Gandalf and the hobbits took their leave of Elrond and his household and turned their faces once more towards the Shire.
How far are you going with us, Gandalf?
At least as far as Bree. I want to see old Barleyman Butterbur.
This is the ford where we had all that trouble with those riders, isn't it, Gandalf?
Yes, Sam, and it was almost a year ago.
Are you all right, Frodo?
What's the matter, Mr. Frodo?
Are you in pain, Frodo?
Well, yes, I am. It's my shoulder. The wound aches. And the memory of darkness is heavy upon me.
Alas. There are some wounds that cannot be wholly cured.
I fear it may be so with mine. Oh, there is no real going back. Though I may come to the Shire, it will not seem the same. For I shall not be the same. I am wounded with knife, sting, and tooth, and a long burden. Where shall I find rest?
So it was that near the end of a wild and wet evening in the last days of October, with the rain blowing in their faces from the low clouds that hurried through the darkening sky, the five travellers came to the Prancing Pony at Bree.
Oh, ring the bell, Sam.
Oh, right on, Mr. Furrow.
Who is it?
Oh. It's us, Snob. We've come back.
Well, bless my soul. Mr. Butterbird, Master, they come back.
Oh, have they? Well, I'll learn them. Now, see here, you...
Oh, well, I never... Knob, you woody-pated ninny, can't you give old friends their names?
Hello, Mr. Butterbird.
Well, well, well. And where have you come from? Oh. I never expected to see any of you folk again, and that's a fact. Going off into the wild with that Strider and all those black riders about. And I'm right glad to see you. None more than Gandalf. Ah, well, come in, come in. They're the same rooms as before. They're free. Well, when I say free, I mean they're empty, you know. Indeed, most rooms are empty these days. Well, come in, come in. Make yourself at home. Excuse me, Mr. Underhill, but... there I go. I mean, Mr. Baggins and all. I won't make so bold as to suggest you should come to the common room tonight. You'll be tired, but if you could spare me half an hour before you go to your beds, I'd dearly like to have some talk with you. You know, quiet-like, by yourselves.
That's just what we should like to. Come, sit. Tell us how things are in Bree.
Ah, oh, thank you. Oh. Well, now, things in Bree are far from well, Gandalf.
Uh-huh.
Business is downright bad. No one comes nigh Bree now from outside. And the inside folk, I mean, they stay at home mostly and keep their doors barred.
Well, why, Mr. Butterbur?
Well, there was trouble right here in Bree. That's what happened, Mr. Brandybuck. We had a real set to, and there were some folk killed. Killed dead, if you'll believe me.
And we thought we'd left all the trouble behind us.
Well, that you haven't, Master. More's the pity. You see, we're not used to such trouble, and the rangers have all gone away, folk tell me. Yeah, I don't think we rightly understood till now what they did for us. Now, there's dark shapes in the woods. Oh, dreadful things that make the blood run cold to think of. It's all been very disturbing.
I expect it has. Nearly all lands have been disturbed these days. Very disturbed. But cheer up, Barley Man. The rangers have returned.
No.
What? And there is a king again. He'll soon be turning his mind this way.
Well, that sounds more hopeful, I'll allow, so long as he lets Bree alone.
He will. He knows it and loves it.
Oh, does he now? Though I'm sure I don't know why he should, sitting in his big chair up in his great castle hundreds of miles away. And drinking out of a golden cup, we shouldn't wonder. I mean, what's the pony to him, or mugs of beer? Not but what my beer's good, mine.
Ah, that's just what he says about it.
What? He says?
Well, of course he does. It's Strider, the chief of the Rangers.
What? Strider?
Yeah.
What, him with... with a crown and all and a golden cup? Yeah. Well, well, what are we coming to?
Better times for Bree, at any rate.
Well, I hope so, I'm sure. Well, this has been the nicest chat I've had in a month of Mondays. But I've no doubt you'll be glad of your beds now, eh? Strider a king. Well, well, King Strider. Hey, Knob! Knob, you slow coach! Knob! Oh, no. What does that remind me of? No.
Not another letter you've forgotten, eh, Mr. Butterbur?
No, Mr. Brandybuck. Don't go reminding me of that. You've broken my thought now. What was I talking about? It was Knob. And there was a slow coach. That's it. I something that belongs to you. That pony of Bill Furney's. Well, it's here.
What? My Bill?
Yeah, it come back all of itself, it did. But where it had been to, oh, dear, well, you know better than me. It was as shaggy as an old dog and as lean as a clothes rail, but it was alive, and Knob's been looking after it.
Oh, well, I was born lucky, whatever my gaffer may say. Well, there's another wish come true. Well, where is he? Well, there's no bed for me until I've seen him.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Butterbur. I'm glad to have stayed at the Prancing Pony in what I hope are happier times.
Well, good boy, and good luck on your road, and good luck for your homecoming. Oh, by the way, you'll find that all's not well in the Shire neither. If what we hear is true. Funny goings-on, they say. Oh, I should have warned you before, but I forgot.
Barley man.
Well, you see, the trouble is one thing drives out another, as it were, and I was full of my own troubles. But if I may make so bold, you've come back changed from your travels. And you look now like folk as can deal with troubles out of hand. I don't doubt you'll soon set all to rights. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you, Mr. Butterbur.
And the oftener you come back, the better I'll be pleased.
Farewell for now, Barley man.
Goodbye, Masters.
Goodbye, Mr. Butterbur.
Goodbye, Nob.
Oh, goodbye, sirs.
Oh, Nob, thank you for looking after Bill for me.
Oh, that's all right, Sam. Goodbye.
Nob!
No!
Goodbye.
I wonder what old Barleyman was hinting at.
I can guess some of it. What I saw in the Lady Galadriel's mirror. Trees cut down and all. And my old gaffer turned out at Bagshot Row. I ought to have hurried back quicker.
Never mind, we've got Gandalf with us, so things will soon be cleared up.
I am with you at present, but soon I shall not be.
What? Look, Gandalf?
I am not coming to the Shire. You must settle its affairs yourselves. That's what you've been trained for.
I don't know what you mean, Gandalf.
Do you not yet understand, Peregrine Took?
No.
My time is over. It's no longer my task to set things to rights, nor to help folks to do so. And as for you, my dear friends, you will need no help. You're grown up now, grown very high. Among the great you are. And I no longer have any fear at all for any of you.
They set off following the east road, and in a little while they came to a point where Gandalf reined Shadowfax to a halt.
Well, you may find more trouble ahead of you than you think. But you'll manage all right. Goodbye, dear friends. But not for the last time. Not yet. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
On Shadowfax.
Goodbye, Gandalf.
Well, here we are. Just the four of us that started out together. We've left all the rest behind, one after another. Seems almost like a dream that has slowly faded.
Not to me. To me, it feels more like falling asleep again.
Their return to Hobbiton was one of the saddest hours in their lives. As they drew near, they saw a new mill, a great ugly brick building straddling the stream, which had fouled with a steaming and stinking overflow. But as they crossed the bridge and looked up the hill, they were even more horrified.
It's worse even than what I saw in Galadriel's mirror.
The chestnuts have gone.
Oh. And look at Bagshot Row. It's a gravel quarry.
Oh, no. The party tree, where Mr. Bilbo made his farewell speech. Look, they've cut it down.
Don't you like it, Sam? No, but then he always was soft.
Sandy man.
Aye, that's right, lad. Ted Sandy man. Do you like my new mill?
No, I do not. See here, Sandy man. I've a score to pay in this village, and don't you make it any larger with your jeering, or you'll foot a bill too long for your purse.
Things have changed here. Sharky's the boss at Bagend, and he runs the Shire.
Huh?
He'll soon deal with the likes of you.
Well, I think it's about time that someone dealt with this Sharky.
Oh, and how are you going to do that? Four of you against Sharky? He's got the means to deal with you, as you'll see soon enough.
Oh, Mary, what's happening?
We'll find out. Hobbits of the Shire, the Horn of Rohan calls you. Come out, Hobbits of the Shire! Frodo Baggins has returned!
You wait until the boss hears about this!
Well, run and tell him if you dare, Sandyman.
They're back. Mr. Baggins and his friends are back.
Ryan, in the nick of time, too.
Hello again, my dear hobbit.
My, but it's good to see you all again.
And you, Mr. Cotton.
And young Sam's with you, I see. There you are, Rose. I said he'd come back.
Oh, hello, Sam.
Hello, Rose. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you, Sam. And you?
Been mixing in strange company by the looks of him, Rose.
Oh, Dad! Hello, Dad!
What's become of your waistcoat, lad? I don't know with wearing ironmongery, whether it wears well or no.
Hello, Mr. Gamgee. Glad to see you.
Aye, and glad indeed I am to see you safe back. But you didn't ought to have sold Bag End, as I always said. That's what started all this mischief. Digging up Bagshot Row, throwing me out of me house and home, and ruining my taters.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gamgee, but now I've come back, I'll do my best to make amends.
Ah, can't say fairer than that. And I hope my Sam's behave himself, give him satisfaction.
Dad. Perfect satisfaction indeed. If you will believe it, he's now one of the most famous people in all the land.
Oh, why, Sam!
Mr. Frodo, please.
But what has been going on here?
Oh, much, Mr. Took. That there Lotho Sackville Baggins made himself chief and started doing whatever he liked.
Let all those ruffians into the Shire, he did.
Aye, and that's when things really went from bad to worse.
But since Sharky's come, it's been plain ruination.
Who is this Sharky?
Biggest ruffian of the lot.
Never seen him, we ain't.
Up at Bag End, he is. He's the chief now.
Hey, look out. Look out. Here come his men now.
Oh, no. Now keep together, all of you. We can withstand them.
Now, no killing. There must be no killing.
Hey, what are you lot doing?
This is not your country, and you're not wanted.
Ha! Take him, lad.
Oh. Don't move, any one of you.
Who says?
We say so. Your day is over. The Dark Tower has fallen. There is a king in Gondor, and this is Mr. Frodo Baggins, the king's friend.
That for your king. Get him!
Hey. Lay one finger on anyone, and you will be shot.
Hurt him, lad. Let him have it.
Meriadoc for the Shire!
It was not a long fight, but when it was over, many ruffians and some hobbits lay dead. The four companions continued to Bag End in search of Sharky.
There's no sign of any boss here. All we've found is rats and mice. Perhaps we should search those sheds outside. I'm sure we could get some of those hobbits to help us.
Well, this is worse than Mordor. It's much worse in a way. Well, it comes home to you because it is home, and you remember it before it was all ruined.
Yes. This is Mordor.
Oh, no. Not Mordor.
Saruman! Sharky!
So you have heard my other name, have you? All my people used to call me that in Isengard, I believe. A sign of affection, possibly. I have looked forward to meeting you, Mr. Baggins, but evidently you did not expect to see me here.
No, I did not. But I might have guessed you were yet capable of a little mischief in a mean way.
Quite capable, and more than a little. I've done much that you will find it hard to mend or undo in your lives, and it will be pleasant to think of that.
Well, if that's what you find pleasure in, I pity you. But it will be a pleasure of memory only, I fear. Go at once and never return.
I will if you will ask those little rats crowding the doorway to this hole to let me pass.
Well, you ask them, Saruman.
Kill him! Kill him! Do not think that when I lost all my goods, I lost all my power. Whoever strikes me shall be accursed. And if my blood stains the Shire, it shall wither and never again be healed.
Do not believe him, hobbits. He has lost all power save his voice. And that can still daunt you and deceive you if you let it. But I will not have him slain. It is useless to meet revenge with revenge. It will heal nothing. Go, Saruman, by the speediest way possible.
Well, let's make sure he goes, Mr. Frodo.
Yes, Sam.
Worm!
Coming, Master.
To the road again, Worm. These fine fellows and lordlings are turning us adrift again. Come along.
Here's one last little remembrance for you, Mr. Baggins!
So you try and stab my master, would you, Saruman? Will you try your last trick?
No, Sam. No. Do not kill him, even now. For he has not hurt me, you see? His blade failed against my dwarf mail. And in any case, I do not wish him to be slain in this evil mood. He was great once, of a noble kind that we should not dare to raise our hands against.
You are wise and cruel, halfling. You have robbed my revenge of sweetness, and now I must go hence in bitterness, in debt to your mercy. I hate it and you. But do not expect me to wish you health and long life. You will have neither. That is not my doing, I merely foretell. Come, Worm, come.
Wormtongue, you do not need to follow him. You can have rest and food here a while until you are stronger and can go on your way.
Come on, Worm.
Let him go, Wormtongue. I know of no evil that you have done to me.
No evil?
Oh, no. Didn't you wonder, Mr. Baggins, what had become of your cousin Lotho? Huh? You know, don't you, Worm? Will you tell them?
No. No.
Then I will. Worm killed Lotho, poor little fellow. Nice little Lotho. Didn't you, Worm? Stabbed him in his sleep, I believe. Buried him, I hope. The Worm has been very hungry lately. Worm is not really nice. You had better leave him to me.
You told me to! You told me to do it!
You do what Sharky says always, don't you, Worm? Well, now he says, follow.
And let leave go of me, Worm!
The Worm has turned, Saruman! Die! Die!
Look at Saruman's body. There's a grey mist gathering about it.
Something ghastly is happening to him. Look at his face. It's shriveled to rags of skin upon a hideous skull.
No more beatings now, Saruman. Poor old Grievous, free of him at last.
Don't let him get away.
No more killing.
Oh, and that's an end to that. And it's a nasty end for both of them, and I wish I needn't have seen it. But it's good riddance.
And the very last end of the war, I hope.
Yes, I hope so too. The very last stroke. Oh, but to think that it should fall here at the very door of Bag End. Among all my hopes and fears, I never expected that.
Well, I shan't call it the end till we've cleared up the mess. And that'll take a lot of time and work. Come on.
It took less time than Sam had feared. One of the first things done in Hobbiton was the clearing of the hill and Bag End and the restoration of Bagshot Row. The gaffer was reinstalled in number 3.
Well, it's an ill wind as blows nobody no good, as I always say. And all's well as ends better.
Well, we should give the place a new name. What about Battle Gardens?
Oh, elves and dragons, Mr. Merry. It don't need to be called nothing fancy. Simply call it New Row.
Very sensible and hobbit-like, Mr. Gamgee.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it'll only ever have one name.
Oh, what's that, Pippin?
Sharky's End.
Oh. Well, now things really are beginning to get back to normal.
Except for the trees, Mr. Frodo. They're a grievous loss.
Yeah, Gaffer's right. I mean, to think that it'll only be my great-grandchildren will see the Shire as it ought.